It is indeed WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford. How you doing? It is a snowy day today, and usually I don't go out and drive in the snow, but here I am, and here is Mark, and here are Mark and Les Hurwitz.
Nice save. Hey, I'm not on the air.
Good morning.
I am?
Yeah, you're there.
I can hear myself.
We can hear you.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing.
And you can hear me. At least I can hear myself.
Yeah.
Now I can hear you. I can't hear me.
Yeah. And still the headphones don't work for you?
I don't know. I guess not. Those don't work either.
I don't know.
Okay. I can hear myself now.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta jiggle it.
Jiggle the handle?
Gotta get jiggy with it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for that. I really am.
It's nice, though, working in an old shanty.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. And it's nice we got the fireplace going today, which it's warming us up here.
Yeah. So for those of us, or those of you here in the Boston area listening, you know it's snowing, and we've got a lot of stuff going on despite the weather. As you know, Mark and Les are here. Also, a little bit later, Tom Ruprecht, coming all the way from Worcester, will be here as well. And we're here till 11 a.m. until Something About the Women comes in. And I'm not quite sure who the lovely lady is today. We have more choices. It could also be Liz. It could be Kirsten. It could be Sue. It could be Jane. We'll find out together. How's that sound? All right. So, Mark, I know you've got some industry news and you've got some reviews. You've got a couple of tracks you want to play as well, right?
Yeah. I got four tracks, one Christmas song, two songs from Boston bands, and, we'll get into the rest later.
Okay. And Les, my friend, you are here with, you said you're cheating a little bit. It's not all classical, but it's some pop, some classical Christmas kind of a thing.
Right. When I signed the Gilt Edge contract to come in here a little over a year ago, I promised that I would do that which I specialize in, and that's classical. But I've been breaking my promise almost ever since I've come in, although last time I did do nothing but classical. Mm-hmm. Today it will be a combination of pop and classical because of the popularism of Christmas. So
there you go.
We'll talk about it.
There you go. And I've got some Christmas stuff to play as well. At least one Joe Bonamassa, rather new Christmas tune as well. But that's all coming up later. So what we'll do is we'll start with some new noise. The first one I have is an artist named Strand of Oaks. And this is new from them. It's called Radio Kids. Apropos, right? Yeah. New at WMFO in Medford.
coming closer. Somebody might get hurt. Keep your composure. I tell myself, don't touch the flame if you don't wanna get burned. Mm-hmm. And this kind of temptation, I wouldn't give in. 'Cause once you felt your heart break, you find yourself saying you're never gonna fall again. So go on.
just a little longer.
Just a little bit.
Stole your mother. Disregard your father's words. Close the laundry door. Tiptoe across the floor. Keep your clothes on. I've got all that I can take. Teach me how to use the love that people say you make.
Where's it at?
Sister's car. I just saw a shooting star. We can wish upon it. We won't share the wish we made. But I can't keep no secrets. I wish that you would always say, yeah, 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 yeah. Last night I dreamt the whole night long, and I woke with a head full of songs. I spent the whole day. Chorus was your name. Take you all for a ride. I am a breathing time machine.
I am a breathing time machine.
I am a breathing time machine.
And I'll take you all for a ride.
Break this tight old routine.
And I am a breathing time machine.
And this time, don't let me leave.
black day, stormy night. No love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, he is coming. Don't die without knowing the cross. Ghettos to the left of us, flowers to the right. There'll be bread for all of us if we can just bear the cross. Sweet song of salvation, a pregnant mother sings. She lives in starvation, her children need all that she brings. We all have our problems, some big, some are small. Soon all of our problems will be taken by
changed completely. Now some
Moon, everybody. It's WMFO. Mike on the mic here at 9:25 in the morning. And I'm here with a couple of guys. You already know about Mark and you know about Les. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Nothing. We're just hanging out with you.
I know. You just like having a good conversation while I'm playing the tunes.
Not really.
And likewise, I have nothing better to do.
Wow. You're a tough crowd today.
Yeah, we are. Tom Ruprecht, you're here. Can you help?
Hey. I'll do whatever I can.
All right. So Tom showed up through the magical studio door over there, too. So we're all here until about 11 a.m. This morning, until Something About the Women makes it in. And playing tunes like these. We started off with a band called Strand of Oaks. The CD is called Dead Oceans. No, it's not. It's called Hard Love. They're so similar. No, they're not. That was Radio Kids. I really liked that song. Tom, you did like a thumbs up.
I like that band.
Yeah. I hadn't really heard of them, but I love that song.
Is it a them or a him?
I don't know. Am I supposed to know these things?
It could be a him on multi-tracks. I'm not sure.
Could be. Maybe we'll figure that out later. Maybe we won't. Anyway, it was Strand of Oaks. After that was a great band that I discovered last year. Well, this year. I'm saying last year because it's almost next year. It was Striking Matches. Their CD is Nothing But the Silence, rather recent. Make a Liar Out of Me. It's a great track there. Live Avett Brothers. What's better than that? From Live Volume 4. That was Laundry Room. Then we had a request... for Mike Linsky, he wanted to hear some Prince from Sign of the Times, 1987 vintage. That was The Cross. And then there was a track I just played with some nice whistling and really happy stuff going on. I was watching Jules Holland last night on MTV Live and happened to see this band called Caro Emerald. And they have an EP called The Shocking Miss Emerald Acoustic Sessions. And that was Completely. That's a cool track right there, right?
Liked it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was great.
I have
a question about that Avett Brothers song.
Yeah.
You said it was off a live album?
Live Volume 4.
Is that actually available? Or is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know they have a live album out.
It is.
Wow. And it four is. Volumes, so it's actually a four CD.
I'm not sure if it's four. It might just be the fourth iteration of the and you know, I also on YouTube, I saw a different version, live version of this song, but I couldn't find it. So I found this instead.
That was a great version.
It was really good. Yeah. All right, so the plan is about 9:45, we'll have Mark, do some restaurant reviews, news, some music.
Yeah, yep. Either way, we can do the music first, and then I can do the reviews, or we can go, you know, the other way around.
Okay.
Hey, when in Rome.
When in Rome. And we're not, so we won't, but we can say we did. And then about 10 o'clock or thereabouts, our friend Les... you've got some treats for us today. It's about a half hour you're going to do?
Yes, about half we'll deal with the popular aspect of music, and as I normally promise almost every time in break, I'll be doing some classical music as well. So it'll be, you know, 25 minutes or so, something like that.
Okay, can't wait. And Mr. Ruprecht, then you'll be around about an hour from now, about 10:30 in the morning. Got a couple of tracks to play as well? A
couple of duets and a mashup.
Okay. He's just smiling and he's saying mashup. Should I be nervous?
No.
It makes me think of potatoes. I'm kind of hungry right now.
It's the food guy.
Yeah, the food guy.
All right, so let's start off this next set with what I think is new noise. I'm not sure. Joe Bonamassa has a CD called Rockin' Christmas Blues. And yeah, this is Santa Claus is Back in Town. It's Joe Bonamassa here at WMFO.
On my back, you're gonna see me coming with a big black Cadillac. It's Christmas time, pretty baby. Christmas, Christmas.
stockings. Turn out all the lights. Santa Claus is coming down the old chimney tonight. It's Christmas time, baby, baby. And the snow is falling down. Well, you met a real cool little girl. Santa Claus is back in town.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, merry, merry.
were both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't, of course, till summertime. Out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page. Of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind. I've been doing too much about it.
Second white Mary Nell. Of course he brought his new wife Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. On the ball game on, mix margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some ice and an extension cord. A can of bean defense, some diet right. A box of tampons and some Marlboro. From the family. Flynn and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them. What went wrong? So we waited on our front lawn. He threw the breaker and the lights came on and we sang Silent Night, Oh Silent Night. Called the turkey, turned the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys cause we all want one.
Oh, that was very nice, wasn't it? Merry Christmas from our family to yours here at WMFO. Anybody buying that I really meant that? I did
no,
mean that.
No,
I
no,
did.
No.
It sounded sincere.
I'm a nice person.
It didn't sound sincere over here, but well, we'll go with that.
All right.
Yeah.
So that was Merry Christmas to the Family. Joseph Buell from 2005's It's the Thought That Counts CD. And just before that, 1981, from the Christmas Wrapping EP. That was The Waitresses, of course, and Christmas Wrapping. Jimi Hendrix, before that, the CD was Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. How did they think of that CD name? I don't know. Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, Auld Lang Syne, all kind of mushed together with a great guitar. Ramones, before that, from the Holiday Music 2006-Glow CD. Ramones and Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. And started off with something brand new, I believe, from the Rockin' Christmas Blues CD. Joe Bonamassa, Santa Claus is Back in Town. All right, so anything to say, boys? Mark, Les, Tom, anything?
Well, that last song. Oh, I'm sorry, Tom.
I was just going to say, you know, Bobby Darin might have said, watch out, old Santy is back.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Mark.
I played that last week.
You ever, that last song, you ever hear the Robert Earl Keen version of that? He wrote it.
I have. And I don't really know this version too well, but as I was putting together a Christmas set and I happened to be in the main database here, I saw that and I'm like, I love Joseph Buell.
So that's a great version. I heard that on the radio the other day. I forget what station. It wasn't this station, but and I was listening to another station. But
that's okay.
Robert Earl Keen, yeah, thanks. Mm. Watch the video sometime. It is absolutely hilarious. And he's kind of an outlaw alt-country guy, so it's a much rougher version. This is a great version that you played, but that one's really pretty rough.
It was really, really good. All right, so how, do you feel like talking about some industry news and some restaurant reviews and stuff? Okay, Mark Hurwitz is the founder of Boston's Hidden Restaurants, which you can find at hiddenboston.com. You also have a blog you do called Boston Restaurant Talk, and you contribute via the little typewriter and stuff in Boston Magazine and Dig Boston, and even do a stint once in a while on WBZ Radio about restaurants. And
yeah, actually, the next few weeks I'll be on WBZ here and there, usually 11:56 in the morning.
Yep.
But they rebroadcast them at different times of the day. So, in fact, I was getting ready to go on a hike the other day, and someone said, "Oh, I just heard you on WBZ a couple minutes ago. How did you do that?" Like, magic. Absolute magic.
It was.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, anything in the news at the moment for restaurants?
Yeah,
and
I
stuff?
Have plenty of bad news, actually.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right. Humbug.
So, a number of restaurants and food places have fallen through. Plans for them have fallen through, including a big one, which it's not completely fallen through, but Wegmans was supposed to come to the Fenway. And everyone was just, they couldn't wait for this because, I mean, imagine having a Wegmans across from Fenway Park. A lease has not been signed on it, and now they're saying that it will not be part of phase one of development. So it's not coming, at least for phase one. No lease. They don't know if it's going to be part of phase two or any other future phases of this development, which is at the Landmark Center, if you know that place. So right now, there's no Wegmans at Fenway planned, so that's kind of a bummer. Hill Country Barbecue, which is in New York, which a lot of people love, they were supposed to come to Fort Point in Boston. That fell through. They're still looking in Boston, but right now they have no specific plans to come here. And a place called My Diner, which was in South Boston, right next to the Williams Tavern, which, you know, really popular diner, been there maybe a decade, maybe a little more. They got kicked out of their building because a new development is going up, and of course, condos. That's, whenever you say new development, it's luxury condos. You don't even have to say new development. They were hoping to move down the street to another development, and that fell through, so they're not going to be reopening in Boston. Good news is, especially for those of us north and west of Boston, they are going to open in Melrose. So My Diner is coming to Melrose, which is actually really good news, because there'll be parking, there'll be a bigger space probably. And I do have some really good news for seafood lovers. Eventide Oyster Company in Portland, which is considered by some to be one of the best restaurants in the entire nation, is coming to Boston. So they're going to open a second location. They're going to come to the Fenway area. Not sure the exact location. I think it's Boylston Street. But yeah, this is a place that everyone raves about. I mean, it's been on the news, and people drive up to Portland just to go to this restaurant, and they're coming to Boston.
Very nice.
So that's it for news. As far as reviews, latest review is a place called Brick Wall Kitchen in Brookline. And it's in a part of Brookline that no one seems to know about called Whiskey Point. And you wouldn't figure Brookline would have a neighborhood called Whiskey Point, but it does. And it's kind of, you know, working class, used to be almost all Irish. Really close neighborhood, a lot of triple-deckers there and a lot of little industry. It's on the other side of Route 9 from almost everything else in Brookline, near the Jamaica Plain border. And Brick Wall Kitchen is a breakfast and lunch spot that both the owners come from a food truck called Benny's Crepe Cafe, which they had this crepe cafe for a little while, and then they closed it down and opened a brick and mortar. So they just do really inventive takes on various breakfast dishes, and a little bit of, because Brookline with the large Jewish population, they do some like they use challah bread, they make potato pancakes. Really friendly people, small place in the middle of a neighborhood, you'll never find it. I'm the only one who knows about it, so, you know, tough being you guys, I guess.
Well, the dreidel out of the bag, I think you just
wow, how long did it take to figure that one out?
2.5 seconds.
Okay. Couple other I don't know if we mentioned this one, but it's another new review. It's called Cho Cho's in Cambridge.
You did mention it.
Okay. Well, just a really great place. I've been there a couple times now, but we will skip that one because I already talked about it. And finally, there's another hidden restaurant in Hyde Park called the Fairmount Grill, which is it's near Clary Square, kind of heading up Fairmount Hill. It's, again, it's more of a neighborhood than a real commercial area. And it's a two-floor restaurant, new American, classic American dishes, enormous fireplace, little nooks and crannies, really kind of a nice date spot. You know, it's completely unknown. And it's just this big restaurant in the middle of a place that people don't really go to. Not much traffic around there. So Fairmount Grill, they have good mac and cheese, fish and chips, meatloaf, just a lot of great American dishes. So I guess that's about it for you today.
That sounds fantastic.
And now we're getting into a little bit of music, huh?
Yeah, you picked some stuff, didn't you?
Yep, I did. I picked one Christmas song, two old songs, and one new song, and there are two of these songs are from Boston bands.
Okay, and you want to start with a Sheila Devine.
Yes, yes. They are from, where are they from? They're from Boston. I don't know what part of Boston they're from, but they won the Rock and Roll Rumble back in the day. And this is one of their bigger songs, probably the biggest song.
It's called Hum.
Yep.
All right, we'll start off Mark's set here with Sheila Devine here at WMFO Medford.
Tears stay.